and treat them fairly.
Right.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Dee Dee.
Here.
Councilmember Oglesby.
Here.
Councilmember Edelman.
Councilmember Edelman has been excused.
Councilmember Stout.
Here.
Councilmember Wisnowski.
Here.
So I would entertain a motion for the agenda approval.
I move we accept the agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. There are no appointments or announcements. I would accept a motion on the consent agenda.
Make a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. This is time for our first public comments. Persons wishing to address City Council, please step up to the podium and state your name and city of residence and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anybody wishing to address Council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session. We have no public hearings or unfinished business. The first item on the agenda is a resolution adopting the 2020 to 2025 six-year transportation program. Mr. Botcher.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. We have a few updates. We finished the project as the project we reviewed in public hearings, workshops. I have nothing further to add, but I'm available to answer any questions.
There are no significant changes from when we last discussed it?
No.
Well, then,
there's nobody else to make a motion.
Make a motion to adopt Resolution 19-1303, approving the 2020 to 2025 six-year transportation improvement plan.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is a resolution adopting an addendum to the adopted capital improvement plan. Mr. Botcher.
Thank you. We have moved to a major update on our CIP every other year. So when that happens, sometimes if there's more immediate needs that come up, as they did this year, we're proposing an amendment to that adopted plan. So rather than redo the whole plan, this adds these three projects. And a traffic impact planning study, water power generation facility feasibility study, and repairs and rehabilitation of the Rock Creek Bridge. Those are the three things that we're adding. Thank you.
Yep. Well, I was just going to say that we had a work study on this and discussed all this, so I was just going to say that I was in favor of passing it.
And Seth, this is the water generation stuff is the stuff we talked about when we did that tour, right?
See, I don't remember. but
it looks like the discussion we had about the generation area there.
We have a water right. And have utilized it all through the 80s and into the 90s and prior many years previous. But it was discontinued in the 90s. But if we're going to revitalize and use that water right, we need to do it in concert with the improvements that we're going to make the springs. So it would be a good time to do it, because if we're going to do it now, then it'll get kicked down the road.
This is that little turbine with the power outlet next to it, right?
Okay. Yes. The old turbine produced just hydropower, where this would produce electrical power and offset our power bill at the...
Yeah, considerable amount, yeah.
So I make a motion to adopt resolution number 19-1304, authorizing the addition of three capital projects by amendment to the 2019 to 2024 capital improvements plan adopted by resolution 18-1259.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item is a resolution supporting the 2019 King County Solid Waste Management Plan. Mr. Botcher.
Thank you. You have links to this plan. We didn't produce those, but they are available to the public. And this has been on King County's plate. They told us for 20 years. It's been started and stopped four different times. They're at a point now where they really need to wrap this up because they need to expand the use of the facility, because I think they've got maybe 10 years left where they can fill at the Cedar Hills landfill. But then they have to do something else. So they really need to, right after this is done, they need to get going on what happens next. And they haven't got much time, so it's very thorough. They cover recycling, the finances, the health of the employees. It's very comprehensive. I think they've done an excellent job involving everybody who has the capital improvement plans. They're improving their transfer stations. And it appears to be the most feasible options available to us right now. So they have asked us to support this document. King County Council has approved it. And so now it goes out to the cities who they have interlocal agreements with. They need 75% of the cities that respond to say yes. Otherwise, it gets, back to the county. Mm-hmm. Yeah, back to the county. So they're concerned and encouraging us to support it. And I have calls today wanting to make sure that it was coming before you. So they have 120 days, but I think it would be advantageous for us and everybody in King County if we can show our support for this one.
So I make a motion to adopt resolution number.
Councilmember Stout.
Thank you. I think it was 20 years left at the Cedar Hills landfill, but I could be wrong. But whatever the case, the presentation that we had in the Public Works Committee was a really good one. And I had a lot of questions, and the gentleman who made the presentation was really able to answer my questions. You know, he said he was willing to come talk trash to us anytime. So, but it was a really good presentation, and part of what this is all about is not just continuing to do what we've been doing with our trash and our recycling over the next 20 years, but really working on planning for what comes next. And they really do have some pretty good plans. Some of them are very expensive. All of them will be costly to consumers or trashers, however you want to put that. But the point is that this plan incorporates all the different bits and pieces of what needs to be happening in our community over the next 20 years and beyond. So it's definitely what its name states. It is a plan.
Councilmember Deedy. Oh, I'm sorry. Councilmember Wisnowski.
I think my biggest concern with this is it's like they've kicked the can down the road for a couple years on the landfill, right? And now they're like, give us a few more years and then we'll put a plan together to do something. Whereas they could have spent the last couple years putting a plan together to do something. And I really hope that they actually do, in earnest, put together a plan to do something next, because the landfills don't last forever. They're going to fill up even quicker than they plan because our population will grow in the county. And I don't think they're going to get the length out of it they want, because, one, we're having problems selling our recycling as it is, right? So I think there'll be more stuff going to the landfill than they're anticipating. I don't think the landfill will last as long as they say it will, but that's my, you know, personal opinion, I guess. So, but I think it's good that they're starting to plan, I guess. It would have been nice if they would have done it a few years ago.
Yes, Mr. Boucher.
One thing that I noted in the plan is we are making use, the fullest extent and use of an existing facility, and that just makes sense to abandon it before it's all the way full. That doesn't quite make sense.
Yeah, and I'm not saying abandon it before it's full. I'm saying that it's going to take them 10 years to plan and build the next step, right?
Right.
So, and if they only get 10 years out of it, it's kind of pretty close, right? So I think that I would have preferred if they would have started the process of thinking of what's next 5 years ago, right? And yes, they can continue to use the landfill as it's designed, right? But it would have been nice if they would have had a little more forethought.
Councilmember Deedy.
So what's that? What Chris was saying is I've also noticed just in trying to collect items for the community center that there is still a lot of people that take their goods that could be donated to the Goodwill or thrift stores, and they take them to the dump. So I think maybe King County needs to do more outreach about, you know, donating even ripped clothing to the clothing areas that you see around, who will take those and do something with them. So more outreach, more information out to residents to know, hey, if, you know, please donate your usable items and clothing to different resource areas. I know at the AWC conferences that Carol and Janie and I have gone to, they've been doing a little bit better there with different languages, getting out to more of the diversified population on recycling. So hopefully during this 10-year plan, they'll get that going and better getting that information out to residents. So with that, I make a motion to adopt resolution number 19-1305, supporting 2019 King County Solid Waste Management Plan.
A second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next resolution is approving a professional services agreement with RH2 Engineering for updating the city water system plan. Mr. Boucher.
Thank you, Mayor. We started this effort in 2016, and at that time, we were also, shortly after that, got involved with the service area dispute issue with Covington Water District. It took a while to resolve that, so that delayed us some with the water system plan update. Then, we've always started in 2015. Late in 2016, then I was in an accident, and Andy was filling in for me, and this issue then he applied for Department of Health and asked for an extension, which the Health Department agreed and gave us an extension, a 3-year extension. So now 2019, we need to now move forward and wrap this up. So the plan that we have working on, we have a draft, but we need to now update the water analysis with growth numbers that are now coming. So it's actually going to work out to be a better plan, because now we have some real growth numbers, water consumption issues, and things that we can make better projections as to the coming needs for the water utility. So the any questions about the plan update? We want to finish this up for the end of the year, distribute it out to agency, our surrounding agencies, and the Department of Health. And get that out to everyone for review just after the first of the year.
So,
Councilmember Wisnowski.
So I see that the contracts for about just under 80 grand. I think we had more money budgeted than for that for this in there. Is this inclusive, or is there other costs that'll come along with this project?
We budgeted $95,000 for that. We have there are other costs that would be primarily my staff time.
Okay,
we will be charged to that budget line.
How close?
Only when we adopt it, then we typically produce, you know, documents like this with a lot of color. So that's going to be probably $5,000.
Okay, so we'll come in close, but under 95 grand, you think?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Councilmember Deedy.
So, Seth, in the study, will it, I'm assuming it will tell us whether the Springs is going to handle the 10 Trails development, right? Or it's not, and we're going to have to switch over to Tacoma Water.
Well, we already know that as the city continues to grow, we will need to begin using water from Tacoma.
So would it be? So do you have like an estimate on how many homes that would be that would get us to start turning on Tacoma Water
with the
Springs still being used?
The city of Tacoma consumption, it would probably start with purchasing like a blocks of water and the analysis will tell us, if we'll look at the growth pattern, we'll be able to see how much the new developments and how our consumption is growing. So we'll be able to predict fairly closely which year that we will need to start turning on Tacoma Water. Now, right now, we haven't added the new pumps, but we're going out to bid for the newer, larger capacity pumps, and we'll bring that contract to you in probably the first meeting in August. But they won't be installed until after the summer. So our capacity would be very close. There is a potential that we would need some water from Tacoma, perhaps even this year, depending on weather, demands, leaks.
And would that water then that you get from Tacoma just mix in with our spring water, or is that they stay segregated?
It would mix in.
Makes sense.
Yes.
And then eventually, once you turn on Tacoma Water, eventually you'll end the spring water, because Tacoma Water now is more in demand as far as housing, right? As far as homes come in.
We will always fully utilize the springs as much as we can, because it's economically
feasible.
Better for us.
Yeah, somebody who's been drinking the spring water for 50 years. I even hate the thought of mixing Tacoma Water in, but I realize, you know, growth is here. But
the one thing that will make a big difference is that previously Tacoma's water quality, before they put in the filter plant on the Howard Hanson Dam project, the water quality was not near as good as our water quality.
Right.
Now, with their filtration, it's very high quality water. I don't think we're going to make noticed a difference.
Okay.
I make a motion to adopt resolution number 19-1306, authorizing the mayor to sign a $79,700 contract with RH2 Engineering Incorporated to update the city's water system plan.
I second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next resolution is approving the professional services agreement with RH2 Engineering for the water turbine feasibility assistance study. Mr. Botcher.
So we discussed this a little bit earlier. This would be the first step to determine if this project is going to make economical sense for us. Early analysis that we have done, it would appear that this it would pay off within under 20 years. So if we save about $17,000 a year in power bills at the current rates, that seems like a good thing for us to do. And then the asset will last longer than that 20 years. So after it's paid off, then you're still going to have to replace or do some maintenance things, but not as expensive as building it in the first place. Looks on the face value of early on, it looks like it's worth exploring. So this would be the first step.
So I make a motion to adopt resolution number 19-1307, authorizing the mayor to sign a $22,700 contract with RH2 Engineering for a water power turbine generation feasibility study.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Do we have any department reports? Kathy?
Good evening, Kathy Valentine McKinney, Fire Commissioner for Mountain View Fire, Black Diamond Fire. I'm here representing the chief tonight to give you your Black Diamond Fire report. It's been a kind of a little bit of a busy 2-week period for the fire department. We had four fires. One was an oven fire, a dryer fire, and a brush fire. And one was a mutual aid to Maple Valley. We had 12 EMS calls, three service calls, patient assist, helping people fall down because of with injury. One good attempt. They saw smoke and zero false calls. That's good for 20 incidents or 1.7 per day. Seven of these incidents, there's a little asterisk, occurred on June 15th. So I don't know what's happening on the 15th, but it didn't sound like a good day. We have great participation from our volunteer fire department. You had 1,404 hours in the month of May from the fire. We have a new class that's going to start next month. So we're all gung-ho on the fire. We actually have two career firefighters that are graduating from the academy on June 27th. These firefighters are replacing firefighters that had retired or are going to retire. So it's not adding to the fire department, it is taking care of full-time positions. And these Sitterwall and Carlin were previously volunteers with our fire department. So we're kind of promoting from within, which is a great thing. The chief showed you, I know at the last meeting, our new Gator Wildland. We take the Gator, we put on all new equipment onto the back of it so that we can take it into brush fires. Hopefully we won't need to use it. But the slide-in has arrived and is being put into service. Consumer fireworks stands and public fireworks displays permits need to be reviewed by the fire department. that has gone out on our website and has been submitted to y'all. And we are looking forward to now an August joint meeting with the fire board and the city council just to discuss the overall needs of the department. Any questions?
Thank you. So we have no other department reports. So on Monday, I attended the Enumclaw High School graduation ceremony at Bright River Amphitheater. It was one of the best graduation ceremonies that I've attended in a long time. Melissa Oglesby's son graduated, and there was 310 graduates. And it was just a really well-organized, inspiring, short program. I'm used to 2 or 2.5 hours, and it was an hour and a half, and so it was really a good ceremony. On Tuesday, I attended skateboard in SeaTac, South County Area Transportation Board, and our main speaker was about doing a comprehensive study on the I-5 corridor, 107 miles between Lacey and Marysville, because they said that the highway is deteriorating very quickly, and they have had no plans in the past to do anything about it, so they're trying to find funding to do the plan. They have some volunteer companies that have volunteered to assist with the study, but they're still have a lot of work to do to figure out where the money's going to come from. And then I attended the South End at lunch that day, South End Mayor's meeting, and at the Half Lion Brewing Company at Riverbend Golf Course, where South End Mayor's share projects that we're doing in our city, so people kind of know what's going on, and if we need help, like Enumclaw was talking about they were looking for an active shooter program, and I told them that we have somebody that does one, so if they were interested in active shooter, we could do that for them. Then yesterday, I attended the chamber luncheon, and it was a joint meeting between Maple Valley and Black Diamond Chamber and the Covington Chamber that they do annually, and they had a really good speaker about body language and what body language means to other people and how it can make you more powerful if you know how to use it. And then we had really good round tables about talking with other people on mostly businesses interchanging what they did so that they could share their company information. And then I wanted to ask council, on July 11th, we have a conflict with, we were going to have the fire meeting on July 11th, but Brenda will not be able to be here, and the new deputy city clerk is not up to speed to be able to run the equipment. So I would like to reschedule that for August 8th if council is in favor of that.
I'm okay with that.
And then on July 18th, because Brenda's going to be out for a while, we have a real short schedule for putting things on the agenda for the 18th. And I was just wondering if you might want to cancel that meeting. I just wanted to point out that we have never taken a month off before, but the cities of Maple Valley and Covington do. And if you are interested in taking July 18th off, I would accept a motion if you want to cancel that meeting. Councilmember Oglesby.
So just to clarify, so the month of July, we'll have no council meetings if we agree that that's
correct.
And no work studies.
That's correct.
Except for a safety committee meeting on the 11th.
Right.
Okay. And other committees that might continue to be.
Committee meetings.
Okay. I will be absent on the 18th. I was going to put my request in, so I'm okay with canceling the 18th.
So I make a motion to cancel the July 18th. 2019 council meeting.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So we have council reports. Council member Wisnowski.
Let's see. I attended, while stuck in traffic via phone, the planning committee meeting today where we discussed our code enforcement approach. And this is one of the times when I'm actually reaching out to everybody in the gallery here. If you have input on code enforcement, we'd love to hear it because we want to figure out what our approach is. We want to figure out a fair way to do it. We need to look through and figure out what priorities are going to be so we can figure out what additional budget we need for next year. So as we start to look at next year's budget, we need to figure that out. Because right now, we have budget for the person, but we don't have budget for, let's say, David's time if we have to litigate a code enforcement issue and that kind of thing. So we are trying to make sure that our approach is fair, objective, and in the best interest of health and safety for the city. We're kind of going through discussing, we're going to have some training Monday morning, they're going to come give us some training, so we'd love some feedback from folks about what they think about code enforcement. We don't want to turn it into the HOA police, but we want to make sure that we are protecting the property rights of our citizens and their neighbors. So that's about it.
Councilmember Deedy.
So yesterday, or last night, I attended a truck giveaway for Mama Pastorelli, the soup ladies in Maple Valley at the Tahoma High School. The Maple Valley Rotary helped raise money with citizens that gave them money, and then they paid the other half for the truck. So the soup ladies now have a brand new truck from, I believe it was Fugit Ford, that was the place they purchased it from. So now they'll have a safe vehicle to get up because the soup ladies go all year round to the mountains, everywhere. So this is really good. I attended the finance meeting. And then today I was at City Hall and I asked the city clerk, Brenda, about putting in the newsletter. Labor Day seems like a far away, but it's coming up. So it's in September, but every year the Labor Day Committee has a where you can vote on Citizen of the Year. So there was a couple lifetime commitments, Citizen of the Year, Civil Servant of the Year, Community Service Group, Individual Community Service, Business Owner of the Year, and Hometown Hero. So that's going to go into the newsletter. The mayor's quarterly newsletter. That's going to hopefully go out Monday if we get all those stuffed in there in time. And then you can look on the city website, and then these flyers will be out and around town. They need to be back to the Labor Day Committee by, I think it was August 5th. So I just want to get that out so everybody has that chance to recognize somebody in the city that you feel is worthy of having that done. So that's it.
Councilmember Oglesby.
Well, like Chris said, I did attend the planning committee today, and we did talk about the code enforcement and how that looks in our city and what our goals are in the next 6 months to 2020, and looking into the budget and seeing what we need to add that into our budget. It's a good thing for the city. Like you said, it's not going to be an HOA thing for the city, but again, it's just helping us keep our city clean, the environment, people coming in. It's not to rat on your neighbors or this and that, but it is a way to just kind of keep things enforced. And I mean, many cities throughout, you know, the community, Enumclaw, Covington, Maple Valley have code enforcement. We're just lucky now that we can afford a code enforcement and actually move forward with it. So I think it'll be a great thing for the community here at Black Diamond. I attended the work study last June 13th. I also, as the mayor, attended my son's graduation at the Enumclaw High School. It was a great graduation at the amphitheater. I'm very pleased to say my son graduated, so good for him. moving on to the world, he'll be a young adult in the community, and I look forward to see what he does in the future. There is a few things in the future coming up. We do have, tomorrow the community center is holding their luau, their pig luau, which is a fundraiser for the community center. Maybe the tickets are already sold out. Sold out. Done. Well, snooze you lose. Miners Day, our good local event in Miners Day. We also have Labor Day is coming up. Miners Day is July 13th. It'll be held down at the bakery and museum in Eagles area. well-attended, good way to meet your neighbors and community, and if you ever want to get involved in volunteering, it's a great place to start. We know that the 4th of July is coming up, and I just suggest to all the residents to be aware of the rules of 4th of July and fireworks and things like that, and just be courteous of your neighbors and the time frame that we can light fireworks, because I know that's always a concern within our community, and just be aware of that. What else? We have July 12th, and being that we have nothing going on in July, I'm just kind of helping everybody remember what's going on in the month of July. July 12th at the Black Diamond Elementary School, there'll be a documentary history of Black Diamond, and it'll be presented at 7 o'clock at the Black Diamond Elementary School. It'd be a great thing to see, so I encourage you guys to join us and watch that. And what else do I have? I think that is really it, and I just hope everybody has a wonderful July. It's going to be, hopefully the sun comes out and it gets a little bit warmer for our plants to continue blooming. So that's it.
Councilmember Stout.
The 11th was a busy day for me. I met with Rob, our IT fellow, to have him help me a little bit with my email, my city email, which I was kind of struggling with a little bit, and he just snapped it out there, no problem. And I appreciate his assistance. I attended the Public Works meeting in which we talked about many of the things that have been on the agenda tonight and had that good presentation about the solid waste management plan. Also at Finance Committee meeting that day. On the 13th, I attended the work study session where we had four good presentations on the transportation improvement plan, the capital improvement plan, the sensitive areas ordinance that's under production right now, and the shoreline management program. So that was a good meeting that where we covered lots of information. On the 15th, Saturday morning, I attended what I called legislators at the library. Lisa Callen and Bill Ramos were there, and they brought their little legislative wrap-up, what happened in the legislature this year. And they just sat around the table with community members who decided to attend and answered whatever questions and took lots of notes and gave some little bits of information that we had questions about. They were really open and willing to engage with citizens of Black Diamond. They're aware of the city and things that are going on here. And they really wanted us to know that no matter who we are, they're very open and willing to listen to us and anxious to have us contact them. So that was a good little meeting. And I just wanted to say about the 4th of July that I noticed that our Miners Day Committee is going to be marching in the Enumclaw Independence Day Parade, and our historic fire truck will be in that parade. So if you haven't been to the Enumclaw 4th of July Parade, it's always really a good one. Lots of bubbles and candy and horses and loud noises. And so a good way to kind of kick off your 4th of July festivities. Thank you.
Do we have an attorney report?
Only to say that my son also graduated this week, but it was more of a 2.5 hours.
Congratulations.
I survived. Yeah.
So this is time for our second public comments. If you wish to address council, please step up to the podium and state your name and city of residence and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anybody wishing to address council? Seeing no one, we will close this public comments. There is no executive session. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.